This is Changeling the Podcast.
Welcome to Changeling the Podcast. Come for the glamour, stay for the vibes. I'm your host, Josh, and with this is your host, Puka. Say hi, Puka.
Bonsoir.
What are we talking about tonight, Puka?
We're going back into the depths of the mists of memory and entering the Library of the Dreaming, where we consider books that only existed in our imaginations, I guess. Or most of our imaginations.
I think some of the books kind of existed, just we never got to see them. Maybe they're covered by the mists.
And just banality, straight up. But yes, we'll be talking about Keys to the Kingdom and Book of Glamour, the two canceled final books for Changeling the Dreaming 2nd Edition.
And there's technically three canceled final books, but we'll be talking about one of the other ones more later, potentially.
So I guess we need to give a little bit of context for these. And a lot of this is coming from, there were, in the days of the White Wolf forums, they used to do these developer chats, and they were like little chat room sessions. What is AMA? Is that what they call them? Ask me
anything. Yeah.
So this was with Jackie and Nikki, who developed the line. And a lot of the information about these books, as they should have been, comes from February 2001. So Keys to the Kingdom was supposed to be part of the Mummy, the Resurrection tie-in Year of the Scarab event, to be published near the end of 2001 or early 2002. And then Book of Glamour was slated to come out after that as the result of fan demand. Mm. And we have some various tidbits about what they would have contained.
Yeah.
So Keys to the Kingdom, we're told, would have contained new kits, information on crossover with mummies. Although I think we handled that pretty well in our
episode. I was very curious, like a whole book all around crossover with mummies, that would require making up new things.
Just a chapter, not even a chapter, a portion, an appendix, maybe. The one that really exercised my brain was non-Concordian noble houses. I would have liked to see more about that. But then also setting info for the Middle East and the Amazon, all in the kind of metaplot context of the war with the Fomorians over the Triumph Cask of Sorrows.
I wonder if some of those ideas eventually percolated into C20 Player's Guide, but
I think some of them in broad strokes, but not specific details, which we do have details on them a bit further down. And then Book of Glamour would have been primarily clarifications and revisions for all existing arts, plus two new ones, as well as mechanical clarifications for problematic glamour systems, essays on glamour things, and dark glamour. I think I remember from the forums that like treasure creation rules were supposed to get an overhaul as well.
Yep. In fact, it's one of the snippets that we got actually references them.
Well, so the snippet that we got, we can get to the snippet in a minute, but there are bits in the snippet that are like very tantalizing. Like, what is the knocker rule of three? I really want to know. So we do have snippets from the White Wolf catalogs where they kind of listed all upcoming products where both of these were listed as upcoming. I guess actually Book of Glamour was supposed to come out first because it's numbered 7312 and Keys to the Kingdom is 7313, but I guess it's immaterial. So these have blurbs that presumably would have been like the back cover text or something similar to it.
Yep.
For Book of Glamour, it says, "Elusive and ever-changing, glamour fuels the creativity of changelings, marking them as creatures of the dreaming. Essential to noble and commoner alike, glamour remains mysterious, an indefinable energy. Where does it come from? Where does it go? Although it permeates every aspect of changeling society, few have understood the ways and means of glamour. Until now." And then, "Bringing together and updating all the arts from previous source books and introducing a few surprises, this compilation provides a wealth of information about the fickle, unpredictable source of fey power. This book explains what glamour is, what it does and does not do, and how to get it, keep it, and make it work for you, and against your enemies. Learn how to craft treasures and design new arts while uncovering the underlying secrets of changeling magic." Authors Christopher Howard, Daniel Ginn, and I think Tad McGivitt was also on this one. But yeah, would have been 128 pages of unmitigated glory.
Yes. I don't know how much it would have. We couldn't do it. Okay. And then we had, for Keys to the Kingdom, Cask of Triumph, Cask of Sorrows. So deadly, its opening decimated the Tuatha De Danann. Yet long ago, the key to the Triumph Cask of Sorrows was shattered, its pieces scattered to sue dissension among the Fomorian's enemies. Who holds the key has the power. The cask awaits. From mysterious Egypt comes the word of a potent item. Part of the key? Could the cask restore Concordia, assure Economon or victory, or destroy all? And if you don't seek its power, who will? The allure of the unknown. Keys to the Kingdom gives players and storytellers alike the chance to delve into mysterious and fabled Fey lands, little known to the changeling of embattled Concordia. The story moves from timeless, sun-baked Egypt to the emerald jungles of the rainforest, featuring people and places never before detailed and changing the dreaming. And this supposed to have a page count of 128. I don't know how they knew. I guess that was the target. Authors, Chris Howard et al., developers Nikki Rhea and Jackie Casada, artists, I don't know why they wrote artists and then left it blank, but.
Yeah, so these were the days, early 2001, when the world was full of promise, and then Changeling was presumably put on hiatus somewhere in this era, or in this period, and possibly even canceled at this point, because I remember Kithbook Issue as coming out in, like, early 2002 and people calling it the year of the Scarab book by default, and like we knew it was delayed. I might have the date wrong, but I guess it was already far enough in the print process and contracts had been signed that it still had to be released.
Well, you dug up some writings, and I'm not sure in 2001, like, I think the writing was on the wall kind of thing, but I'm not sure they really knew for sure.
Well, especially because they were still listed. I remember on Shamazon, they were listed for pre-order until like 2004. So talk about keeping false hope alive. And there was a lot of talk, especially during and after the Time of Judgment event, about the authors just releasing the text that was already completed on their own. But then, like, they were in contractual limbo and that stopped it from happening.
Yep.
So we did eventually get some snippets, though. So, Chris Howard released the prelude fiction to Keys to the Kingdom, in which we have some foul fae led by the ogre Serax searching for the chicanery key on behalf of some Fomorians. So it's this intriguing idea that each key might be tied to an art, which I kind of liked. And it's very much set in that Chris Howard metaplot world of, like, the Kurixara Plains, and Haroth the Mute is in there. And perhaps for patrons of the podcast, there will be a dramatic reading of this released as a sound snippet. Then from Book of Glamour, we have the Daedalon art, which Dan Ginn, I suppose, released at some point in collaboration with Charlie Cantrell. Shout out to Charlie. I don't know if you had a chance to read through it, but that is a chomper of an art. It's like seven full pages of text.
And it's super specific, but super powerful. It's interesting.
Yeah. It creates crafted chimera as opposed to the forged ones created by infusion. So basically, very briefly, the levels that we got were diagnostic at level one, which is basically matter one for chimera, like delve into their, I guess, nature. Level two is bind or split to do those things to materials, including autumn ones if you call on the weird. Level three is meld or siphon, which is a more alchemical, fully combining or separating two things, as well as a secondary ability of glamour transference, so you can make, like, glamour batteries. Level four, remote control, lets you possess non-sentient chimera, and level five, sculpt, lets you do all of these things without needing actual tools. You can just mess with chimera crafting with your mind, I guess.
And also materials, not, like, create things. Yeah.
And there's stuff about, like, talismans and...
Yeah, sidebars in your art write-up. And...
Yeah. And it makes me wonder if, like, other arts would have been similarly expanded and handled this way. But the last bit that we were able to scrape together is that near the end of the old White Wolf Forum days in 2004, early 2005, Chris Howard had this series of posts where he kind of shed some light on the situation. So first he talked about how he did the Deep Dreaming chapter, the short story, the introduction. Rustin Quaid had completed the chapter on the Amazon. And Carla Haller had been contracted to do the Egypt chapter, but it didn't seem like much progress had been made on that. He also stated that Book of Glamour by himself, Dan Ginn, and Christer Mikkel was nearly complete, and that he intended to release both texts on his own, but then within hours, apparently, the White Wolf lawyers got in touch and told him no way.
Yep.
But he kept working on it. He released the prelude. He gave some information about what the structure of the book would have been, and he seemed confident that he would be able to release it on DriveThruRPG, but then the White Wolf forums closed, and all evidence of this disappeared into the mists of the
internet. I didn't realize it was a DriveThruRPG. This made me feel like DriveThruRPG existed back then.
The early days. 2004? Early days.
Yeah.
But there are little mentions. He talks about how like the Aslinthi would have been in there. There was a whole subchapter about Queen Lear. The Casa Historia, which is like a freehold in Brazil where things are based off of literature. The Scarlet Circle as a society. So that's why I'm saying, like, I don't think those specific details made it anywhere, but maybe in the broad strokes about what Brazil is like, maybe that was drawn from this book.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Glamour, I think probably more of that percolated into the C20's updates to the Glamour systems.
Yep. Well, except for, I think, I don't know, a lot of things they're saying, it seems very different in C20. So, but there was like 15 years to muse, to mold it over. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, some of that may have made it into Dark Ages Fae and then ported back in. Some of it may have made it into Lost. Like, you know, a lot of the same people were involved. I also want to give a shout out of thanks to Bo Brown and possibly other listeners whose websites in the early 2000s helped host some of this material and preserved it for us to scrape it later.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks, folks.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, the other piece of this is Kithbook Boggins, which did eventually get a release in some form, and we might do another minisode on the unofficial one that kind of came out in the dark times.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what's your take on how that whole situation unfolded and like these books
that... Oh, that was just so frustrated. And like, also another big, I'm big into Doctor Who, this is related. Doctor Who went on hiatus in the end of the 80s. It didn't come back till 2005. So
unless you count that TV movie.
Yes. Okay. That's kind of like Chris Howard talking about getting out.
That's the Dark Ages Fae of Doctor Who.
Yeah. Well, I know actually the movie wasn't bad. I don't know.
All right.
But that was just like these long hiatuses were, I kind of wish it had been canceled. Like not this dragged out. And yeah, it was like put on, like you could pre-order it from places. These books that never were finished written. Like it's just, it's not good. And it was very frustrating at the time because like,
yeah.
And then like, I remember reading, there was something somewhere, some rumor about one of them was actually going to come out. And then I was telling people and they were like, no, it's not, Josh. And it didn't. And I felt so stupid.
I have to wonder if anyone who actually pre-ordered them got refunded when they didn't come out.
Yeah.
I hope so. And I really wish that, so this is like an open call to anyone who's more internet savvy than myself. If you find a way to scrape forum content from either the old White Wolf forums or Shadow in Essence, because I think a lot of it moved over there, I am certain that there was more material than those few posts we were able to get for this episode. Like, I definitely remember Dan and Krister at least like posting about what they had written.
Yeah, well, I remember Shadow in Essence, a lot of it was you had to log in to get it, so that would be...
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, I could talk to Jimmy. I don't know if I'm technically Facebook friends with him, the guy who ran Shadow in Essence, but I don't know if he has database dump somewhere.
That would be handy. Should I wouldn't mind seeing my old threads again.
Yeah. I don't know if it exists, though. That's the thing. Like, it's...
Yeah.
People act like, oh, internet's forever. It's like, no, you just don't know what will last forever.
Very not forever.
Yeah.
Ultimately, though, it also, this whole situation also makes me think about how much life imitates art in the sense that you had a fervent fan base clinging to the hope of seeing something that they had been promised again and again and again for years, only to be undercut by lawyers and finances and contracts and intellectual property rights.
I swear people just forgot about it, too.
Well, eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
And ultimately, maybe we didn't need it because we did eventually get C20 and new rules and all of that. But I'd like to say that the industry and its companies have gotten better about this thing in the sense that we've had things like the open game license and storytelling vault. But As we record it this week, we're finding out the news about Hasbro might be trying to offload adaptation rights for D&D. The preview for Bloodlines 2 just dropped with mixed reactions from what I've heard.
Yep.
And I don't know.
The gaming industry is bigger, but...
Is that good? I don't know.
I mean, everything's bigger. The good and the bad. There's more of both. But you're going to get... I mean, if anything... People are more fervent about IP law and copyright and trying to keep any of this from spreading. And like, you look at all this, like you've published a bunch on the story as well, but you know, like the drama that keeps coming up around there and like what you can not put on there. And it's better to have it than what we had back there. And you're just going to violate copyright by writing stuff.
It's fine to violate copyright as long as you don't expect to get paid.
Well, no, you can still get sued and get your stuff taken.
Well, out. Yeah. But I think in the Wild West of the late 90s, early 2000s internet, it was like, I think that this was low enough stakes for people. Because ultimately, all of the material, all of the fan homebrew stuff that was out there, it generated interest and it filled in gaps and it created enthusiasm, which the fact that they didn't leverage that to their own advantage, that's on them.
Yeah. We had people that wanted to make this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what does that say about the kind of black box approach to the ownership and maintenance of this world that feels like it should be collectively owned but isn't?
Well, that's what just makes me more annoyed with how Chronicles of Darkness was handled, ultimately, or what became Chronicles of Darkness is it got two editions. We'll get into Lost. I've never been that big into Lost, but if they're going to replace Changeling with a thing that they never seem to care, they seem to care about even less than they cared about Changeling, that's just... more frustrating.
And again, equally fervent fan base.
Yep.
So maybe it's an aspect of banality that doesn't get enough attention that we should think about in game or out. But it makes me glad, and I'm gonna end this on a high note. I'm glad that we have this podcast to help provide continuity and community, self-aggrandizing as that may sound. So
yeah, that's why we're doing this. I think ultimately the big
we want
to get more people to talk to us about Changeling because we like talking about Changeling.
You can't trust the man.
Yep.
So thanks for listening, everyone. And we hope you'll stick with us as we wander through this wilderness between editions. Maybe some of the snippets will go up on the Discord or something.
Yeah, it's like remembering these banal times. It's bittersweet and does a weird thing to it. Yeah. But yeah.
Always bring the glamour back.